I'm interested, Grant, in where the beer came from that was sold at the pub and how it got there.
Yes, this was Benskin's Brewery in Watford, local brewery in Watford. It came delivered by a draymen, which goes back, I think, to the cart being the brewer's dray. Remember the opening up the cellar flap outside on Holywell Hill and the barrels, wooden barrels, of course, going down into the cellar. But then they had to be connected up to the beer pumps in the bars. In those days, they were all manual pumps. No, none of these automatic ones I have these days. And often in the middle of a busy Saturday night, I have to go down to the cellar and collect up a new barrel. And then when the drain had finished, I'd have a pint with us in the bar, then go on to the next pub and have another pint, presumably, and so it went on. So they were all just ordinary lorries. I don't remember them being horses there. They were just lorries that brought the beer in. And I think towards the end, we actually had the Iron Benson's were taken by Iron Coop at some stage. I think they were based in Derbyshire, I think. I think Benson's, of course, have now disappeared, the name. It's very local, being in Watford, the brewery. Yes. And I think we did actually graduate to Watley's Red Barrel after that, but it always seemed to have a metallic taste to me. So, but in those days, a lot of the trade was actually in bottled beer. People drank IPA and lagers in bottles. You couldn't get draft lager in those days. It was only really mild came in the barrels. Anything else had to be in bottles. That's why I was called into bottle up. And the big drink there was mild and bitter. It was a very popular pint of half and half. Spirits are very, not so much, it was mostly beer in those days. And we had a little offline, we had a little, what they called the jug and bottle there too, where people can come have a jug filled up with beer and taken home.
Yeah.
That was
it.
Before the days of actual off licenses or supermarkets, that's the only way you could buy beer outside a pub. And that's a little bar on the end, the jug and bottle. And there was a saloon bar, a public bar, and the lounge bar was a big room on the side, which was built latterly. It wasn't part of the original building. That was the lounge bar. It's only open, I think, on weekends.
Was there any provision for drinking outside?
Oh yes, the garden was open. Yes, you could go, I think, when the lounge bar was open, that gave onto the garden. You could go out in the garden and have drinks. I think at the front, there might have been a few tables on the sort of forecourt. We did do limited food too, just sandwiches really, that's all you could get there. Nothing more than that, I don't think. You could have a sandwich if you ordered one, and that was about it in the way of food. Yeah, I was talking about the beer coming from Benson's in Watford. All the soft drinks came from a firm called Strofton's, who were based in Alma Road, and they supplied lemonade and orange juice and tonic waters and mixers, and they were going to quite, I think by the time we left the pub, they were still going. So, Alan Strofton was the... was the proprietor, and they were there for quite some time. We had quite a lot of entertainment in the pub. On Saturdays and Sundays, and possibly Fridays, somebody would come and play the piano in the lounge and have a sing-song. I think Margaret Kingerby was one of the people that played the piano, and Mrs. New, Nora Dawson, I think, also played the piano, but always somebody playing the piano there, which having a sing-song too. And also we had a gentleman that came and played the guitar, and taught my brother to play the ukulele, which he then passed on to me, which was very good. I can't remember his name, unfortunately, but I think he's a West Indian gentleman, but he was very good. So there's always music, and we had a huge radiogram too, I remember, in the bar, which was a superb reproduction. The radio was on. If the piano wasn't on, the radio was on all day long, in the days of music while you work, the workers' playtime, Housewife's Choice. The radio was always on, I remember. I was brought up on the radio, that's why now I prefer the radio to the television. It was always something. It was that's now, I still know, like the radio. Simple, you only had radio, the home service or the light programme.
Two channels, yeah.
That's right, TV was easy in those days. I only had one to start with, only had two, and it was so simple.
Yes.
It was only on for a few hours a day too, so it was life was so much simpler in those days. I also remember the telephone number too. It was St Albans 848. Now I believe it may still be something like 853848. It's certainly been, I certainly remember being 53848. Mainly I'd be 853848. Yeah. Well, obviously it's not, the pub isn't there anymore, but it was until it went. I think it kept the same phone number. Also, when I worked for the London Borough of Barnet, we had a darts match in the then Abbey Tavern. And I remember going back, that was in the lounge bar, obviously just before it closed. I can't remember what year that was. I was pretty useless, but it's just nice to go back. And so that's the first match I've been back there since we left in 59. So it's interesting to go back and see how the pub.
Yes.
It hadn't changed at all, hardly. The toilets have been much improved, but otherwise it was much the same.